96 Cakes. I've got my author of the week, Angelle Floyd. Good afternoon, and how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, and you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's been a minute since we talked.
I know. But it's good to reconnect.
That's right. You know, the last time we talked about The House and Keeper of Secrets, by which the way, I loved reading both of those novels.
Thank you. They were so good.
And you have just a good way of approaching the subject of death, which is a hard subject to approach any kind of way. But you do it so well.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Like I said, if there's a way of dealing with it, you deal with it great. The latest is When the Drum Major Died. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is a story that's set from 1967, December 1967, which is the height of the Vietnam War. At that time, we had almost 500,000 soldiers, U.S. soldiers in Vietnam. And it goes until the day that Martin Luther King is killed. And in those, 4 to 5 months, we get to watch our major character, Florina Gavin Austin, in her first months of marriage, along with another newlywed couple that are their neighbors. And we get to see, you know, just everyday ordinary people and the intricacies of their lives and how they were affected by these larger events of both the Vietnam War and the unfortunate death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Right. Another Vietnam War, very touchy subject. You know,
very touchy.
And then dealing with Martin Luther King Jr., you know, with his death, another touchy subject.
And the civil rights movement.
Right, the whole thing.
Yeah. So we get to see it through the eyes of these everyday people that, you know, hopefully the reader can relate to.
Uh-huh.
You know, often we see these events from the perspectives of the larger lives of the celebrity status people or the statesman people. But this time we get to see, and particularly African Americans, we get to see it through their eyes and how these great events truly did affect them.
Right, true. Now let's talk about Seasons in Perda.
Seasons in Perda is a very interesting book. It was my sophomore novel, and it is set in Oakland. It is present day, and it's really a love triangle between these three adults who grew up as children. Sahel Ohin, and her two best friends who happen to be males, Carl Pearson, and then, of course, the person that she ends up marrying, Titus Denning.
Listen, and how lucky is that? Two best friends and they're male?
I don't know if she would see it that way. But
right.
Certainly from the outside looking in, and they both happen to be surgeons, and unfortunately she's lost her sight and in an accident. And the story is really about how they deal with the fact that A, she has lost her sight, and B, in the midst of that, she chose to marry one of them.
Wow. Now, Angelle, how do you pick your themes of your books? Because you really touch on a lot of stuff that other authors may not touch on. So how do you decide the theme?
I've always felt like stories choose me, and I've had people tell me when I've told them about my stories, they've said, you know, I get the feeling that you channel stories, and I actually agree with people. I think that stories choose me. They come to me. I may hear a song, I may see a painting, or I just may hear someone talk about something or see an article, and all of a sudden a story comes to me, and I see the climax or the crisis, and there we go.
Wow. Well, I want to get back to The House, in which I read, you know, the character, he's dying of cancer, and here he was treating his wife like, you know, he was awful to me. I mean, he was just awful. And then you have his wife who decides to care for him in his latter days.
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't think I could have done that. I just really...
Well, I think that's what makes the story, because
right.
I think most people would have had difficulty, and then she's got these four adult children, and they've all got their personalities about it. You know,
and
you would think that they would be adults and be adult about it, but they regress to childhood personalities. Not in a bad way,
right.
But, you know, they love their parents. So she's dealing with all that.
It was really hard to deal with. And then The Keeper of Secrets, I love those are short stories. And they are very interesting. But you know what? They were short stories, but they all connected.
Yes, which was intentional.
Yeah, I was like, I like this. So that's why I had to have you back on the show. I said, I got to hook up with Angelle and see what she's currently working on, because the first two novels I read were just incredible.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yes, yes. You are one of my favorite authors, and I hope to have you back on. And tell us, we can reach out to you on Facebook, Twitter, all the social medias.
Well, I have a website, and my website is www.angelle, A-N-J-U-E-L-L-E, Floyd, FLOYD.com. That's www.angellefloyd.com. Mm-hmm. And I invite people to come there. And then, of course, I have a Facebook page, Readers of Angelle Floyd, again, A-N-J-U-E-L-L-E-F-L-O-Y-D. And you can find me on Twitter. You can actually just look up my Twitter. I have 5 Twitter accounts.
Okay.
But you can look me up at Angelle, just A-N-J-U-E-L-L-E. And then I have author_Angelle, A-N-J-U-E-L-L-E. It's an unusual name, and that kind of works in my favor.
Oh, yeah, we can find you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But we want everybody to read all of your books, Season and Perda, you know, When the Drum Major Died, and even go back to The House and Keeper of Secrets.
Yeah, that would be great. And I have an Amazon page.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us about that.
Look me up on Amazon, too.
Okay. Well, Angelle, it's always a pleasure. Good reconnecting with you. And I won't let too much time pass away again before I have you back on, okay?
Well, thank you. And you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Angelle.